On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, everybody out in podcast land, time for another episode of the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. So we're going to start off with some rapid fire where we try to stump each other with three questions. You guys play at home, see if you can go 6 for 6. I don't think Mark's going to get, I don't think he'll get any of mine.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I think they may be hard this time.
I think out of mine, I think you'll get maybe one, maybe two. So.
Okay.
But you just never know.
You never know.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. Question number one for you. Phil Lewis started what band?
Well, he started a lot of bands.
Well,
the one he got was a famous. Well, he was in a couple. He was in Girl, and he was in New Torpedoes with Bernie Torme.
Well, he started Girl and then he got Phil Collin in there, and then that was his first band.
Okay,
and then so, he was. Yeah, you got it right, Girl.
Then he was in the New Torpedoes with Bernie Torme, and then L.A. Guns.
Yep.
And I saw him within the last year. He still sounds great live.
Nice.
Needs to cover up, though. Doesn't need to show off the abs and the stomach and all that. But the singing, on point for sure.
All right.
L.A. Guns is still great live.
Nice.
All right. Question number one for you. All right. On the Guns N' Roses cover of Ain't It Fun, the Dead Boys song, and that was on the Spaghetti Incident, Axl is singing with the co-lead vocals with another singer. Who is it? So he's duetting, but they're singing at the same time.
I'm going to say Iggy Pop.
Incorrect, but it's close. It's Michael Monroe.
Michael Monroe, geez. All right.
Yeah, close. You know, they're all the same kind of influences there. So
kind of, yeah. Kind of weird, punky type rock.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Axl said that he was influenced by, Hanoi Rocks. That's for sure. And Hanoi Rocks.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. And if you listen to Hanoi Rocks, you can tell they were influenced, by the New York Dolls.
Yeah, so, totally.
And the Dead Boys and all that punk stuff, and Guns N' Roses like some of that punk stuff. So they,
I need to go back and listen to Hanoi Rocks some more. I love those first few albums.
I love the last one. I love the one they put out right before Razzle died, and I like the one before it. But the first two, I really haven't dug in that deep.
No
Oriental Beat and the first one, I really haven't listened that close. So.
Yeah, I like Oriental Beat.
All right, maybe we'll both do that. Maybe we'll do one of those things where we have to go back and listen to an album because I honestly couldn't tell you anything about either one of them.
All right, well, fine, let's do that then.
Put that on the list to go over. Revisit. Is it better than we remember or worse?
Yeah. All right, question number two for you. What was the name of the band that became Danger Danger?
Okay, well, they were somebody else, and they became Danger Danger. Wow, I don't even know that. So, was it all the guys in a band, or I knew the
lead singer? It was three of them.
Three of them were in a different band, and it morphed into Danger Danger.
And they got Ted Poley and became Danger Danger.
Damn it. Wow, that's a tough one. Because I know Ted Poley was the drummer in Prophet and became the lead singer in Danger Danger. But Danger Danger was another band before that. I'm going to get, were they called Naked City?
No, not even close. Oh. Well, maybe it's close. I don't know.
The
name of the band was Hot Shot.
Oh, so Hot Shot to Danger, Danger.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. I never would have got that in a million years.
Well, you're batting 500, so you're doing all right.
All right. Okay. Question number two for you. How many bass players have performed as members of Quiet Riot on their albums? So not touring guys, but official releases. How many bass players have they had?
Okay. Well, there's Rudy Sarzo, Chuck Wright. I'm going to think I'm forgetting one, and I'm going to say three.
Three? Oh, you have to double that one.
Damn it. Six.
Yep. Well, the first bass player is a guy named Kelly Garney on the first two albums.
Okay, but nobody knows?
Yeah, before Metal Health. Then it goes like Rudy Sarzo and Chuck Wright. Those guys bounce back and forth. They've been in numerous times and recorded albums. The guys you forget, remember the Paul Sorrentino album?
Yeah.
The bass player in that album was not either one of those guys. It was Sean McNabb.
Okay.
Who's been in a boatload of bands. Currently in ZO2. All right. And then there was a guy in the 90s named Kenny Hillary, who was on like one album and passed away. And the surprising one was on one of the albums, Tony Franklin.
What?
Tony Franklin played all the bass on one Quiet Riot album, but never toured with them. But
I would never have guessed Tony Franklin because he's not that style.
No, I think the album is called Rehab, and it's not one of those ones that jumps out at you, and he did it.
Yeah.
He's listed as a bass player, and then he moved on.
That one album with Paul Sorrentino is great.
Yeah, you talk about that one a lot, and that's one I've just never got me. I mean, I like a couple songs on it, but that's about it. Maybe that's another one we might have to revisit and see if it's improved over the years.
Yeah, well, I've always thought it's great, so I'm not. Maybe it started sucking. I don't know. I doubt it.
Yeah, that would be a good one to do, just to revisit it, because it didn't. You loved it, and I was like, eh, it was okay, but maybe time has, you know, made it better.
All right, I wrote a note. Revisit QR3.
Okay. No. QR. QR3 is the one with the Wild and the Young.
All right, well.
Yeah.
Right. Is it the one with Stay With Me Tonight?
Yeah, they just self-titled. And there's actually tour footage from Japan from that lineup.
Really?
Yeah, because I think that's the only place they really played, and they just kind of poof, and there it goes.
All right, so question number three for you. I'm 0 for 2, right?
Yep.
Yeah, damn it. All right, what do Alice Cooper, Danger Danger, Megadeth, Widowmaker, and Asia all have in common?
Holy crap. All right, let me get Alice Cooper.
Alice
Danger
Cooper.
Danger.
Yep.
Okay, I actually saw them tour together. First time I saw Danger Danger, they opened for Alice Cooper in the early 90s. First album. Okay, and those two. And the other two are, you said Widowmaker.
There's three more. Widowmaker.
Yeah, that's a Dee Snider band. Okay.
Dee Snider. Megadeth.
Megadeth.
You've heard of them.
Yeah, and?
And Asia.
Asia.
Yeah, with Jeffrey Downs.
Holy smokes. What do they have? All those bands have in common.
I'll tell you, it's a member.
Holy crap. Is it Al Petrulli or something like that?
Oh, God. You've got to be effing kidding me.
Is that my right?
Al Petrelli. Yeah.
Al Petrelli. Wow.
Yeah.
He was
in Danger Danger before they really got big. He toured with Alice Cooper because the other members of Alice Cooper's band knew him from Megadeth. And then he was in Widowmaker with Dee Snider. And then he was on one album for Asia.
Yeah, I don't know why that name popped in my head.
Yeah, but he's a Berkeley music guy, so he's got the chops.
Yeah. Maybe it's the Widowmaker thing that I knew, but the other ones, I was a total guess. Total guess, pulled that out of my...
Yeah, well, all right.
And Danny's looking at me, so I'm not on a computer looking this up. That was.
You don't have time for that.
Yeah. That wouldn't be any fun.
Yeah. Well, damn it.
I'm sorry.
You got two out of three.
Oh, so I've already won, so this is a bonus for the fans out there. Okay, question three. I think you might get this.
All right.
And this is kind of like your question. What do these musicians have in common? Mark Bolan from T-Rex, Cozy Powell, Harry Chapin, and Falco. What do they have in common?
Jeez.
And you know all four of them, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dick Hummus. Remember that Falco video was the worst, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. It was
fake,
awful.
Fake running Der Commissar.
Der Commissar's in town. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
They're all from Germany.
Nope. Incorrect. Not actually, none of them are from Germany.
Yeah.
Answer, they all died in car accidents.
Really?
Yep. Falco died in the Dominican Republic, of all places, in a car accident. Cozy Powell, car accident. Harry Chapin, I think he rear-ended a truck and died instantly in his economy car. And Bolan died early in a car accident, too. So all died young in car accidents.
Dang it. I knew Bolan and Cozy Powell did. Jeez. Well, I did not eat my Wheaties this morning, so I'm 0 for 3. Damn it.
0 for 3. Well, I wonder if people out there did as well. And so together we were 2 for 6. But did anybody do better? Get like 5 for 6, 6 for 6?
Yeah, let us know. That'd be interesting because these questions were not easy.
Yeah, even 4 for 6 would be impressive. Well, yeah, those weren't the easiest questions in the world. I typed in like Hard Rock Trivia. You know, they got all these sites where you take these trivia tests. And some of them are so damn easy. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh, I've seen some of these that only a genius can pass this. Who wrote Jumpin' Jack Flash?
Oh, yeah.
My God. Are you fucking kidding?
Yeah. Whose nickname is Zozo?
Yeah.
I just turned it off after that question. Like, give me a break. I'm not going to bother with that stupid question.
Stupid.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's pretty good. I want to remind everybody out there, check out our playlist, Hard Rockin' 70s and Hard Rockin' 80s on Spotify. We had a couple more people join, so that's nice.
Nice. So up to 10, 12?
I think the Hard Rockin' 80s is up to 19.
All right.
And Hard Rockin' 70s is at 9. So, yeah.
I listened to the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show one, the main one.
Yeah, the main one is up to 30. So,
sweet.
Yeah, that one has the most songs. That one encompasses all decades. So, yeah, I got to throw
nice.
There's some new releases that came out. A new Hurricane, a new Vandenberg came out, a new Alice Cooper came out. So I got to throw some songs from those albums on the list. So.
What was that new Twisted Sister you sent me? I haven't listened to that yet.
That was a bunch of songs that never quite made it on albums, or they were like B-sides of singles.
Okay.
So they predate, those songs predate. And I think it's a live show too, I think. They predate all that. It's like late 70s. So it's interesting. The sound quality is not perfect, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'd be interested in hearing some new Twisted Sister if they could do that, but yeah,
that ain't going to happen.
So. No.
All right.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay, dudes. And on that, I'm just glad we got to see them. They were awesome, weren't they?
Oh, God. Yeah. Saw them twice.
Yeah. So
if you missed them once back in the day. What album was it? They had the chain link up in front of the amps.
Oh.
They opened for somebody, and, man, they tore the place up.
Yeah, I saw them open for Motorhead the first time when they were just, and they were so good. It's like, oh, my God. Yeah. I think it was Exciter, Twisted Sister, and Motorhead.
Nice.
At the Palladium. It was so loud. It was awesome. But, Twisted Sister wasn't put up with anybody's shit. Anybody give them any attitude? They are all over them. These giant guys in makeup. It's like, yeah, they weren't screwing around. They immediately get the crowd on their side. You know, they weren't wimps at all.
Oh, totally.
Yeah,
Dee Snider, one of the top front men ever.
Yeah, and still can sing. And people don't talk about his voice. The guy could sing.
Totally.
He just, you know, they can't write those songs anymore. They're not angry young men anymore. You know, they're 60-year-old dudes with portfolios. Yeah. You know, they just, they're not angry. Yeah. So it's kind of hard. Really,
maybe they'll write, okay, we'll take a little bit.
Yeah, you gotta be in the mindset, I think. And once you're comfortable, it's kind of probably hard to write stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. And on that note, let's go to a wonderful commercial, hopefully in English.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
All right, boys and girls, it's time for 6 in 30, where we play 6 clips, 5 seconds each, and you have to guess the name of the artist for all 6. Now these
all 6.
It goes by quick, so we're going to give you 2 chances at it when you listen. But
you probably, like us, we need pen and paper.
Yeah, I'm going to be ready. Yeah, also, we're old, so we'll forget very quickly. So, yeah. And usually these have a theme to them. This week, my theme, Danny, get ready for this. It's not going to be the easiest one, I can tell you that right now. So you people out there, right, you're going to definitely need paper and pencil. All right, songs from bands that you know, but from maybe the vocalists that you don't know.
Oh, geez.
So they're name bands. You're going to know every one of these 6 bands, but it could be from some one-off album where it's a different guy singing lead.
Okay.
So it's going to be tough.
All right. Let's hear this. Here we go.
All righty. I want some of your unusual ring. Only way I'm out is my mean street machine. View from afar. Nothing to show. Make me a celebrity. Can't you see?
I got, I probably got 4.
Wow.
Maybe 5.
Holy smokes. Maybe I made it too easy.
I don't know. I mean, these are definitely not vocalists that you, are normal vocalists for these bands.
And I can tell you one guy is a repeat. Same vocalist, 2 different bands. So that's a little hint.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
All right. Play. Here we go. Well, let's listen one more time. I want some of your unusual ring. Only way I'm out is my mean street machine. View from afar. Nothing to show. Make me a celebrity. Can't you see? Yeah, because that's on the album we talked about earlier in the show.
Yeah, that wasn't planned. I wasn't planning on talking about that, but yeah, that one's going to be real easy. All right, number 1. What do you got?
The first one, I think I remember that song. Is that Foreigner?
You'd be correct. That is, yes, Foreigner.
Yes.
Can you tell me who's singing, though?
I'm going to guess Kelly Hansen.
No, it's not Kelly Hansen. But you are correct. Foreigner is the right answer, number 1. No, it's number 2.
Number 2, that's King Cobra.
That is. Can you tell me who's singing?
I'm saying Paul Sorrentino.
That is not Paul Sorrentino. The first 2 songs are Johnny Edwards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's a one-off on both of those bands.
All right.
So.
The 3rd one, that's definitely Van Halen from Van Halen 3.
Yep. 3 for 3.
All right. The next one. I think it's Paul Rogers singing, but I don't know if it's, it sounds later than Bad Company, so I'm going to guess if it's not solo, then it's got to be with Queen.
Correct. You're a 4 for 4.
Yes.
That's off of the Cosmos Rocks album, which didn't go anywhere, but there's actually good songs on them, but they don't sound like Queen songs at all.
Well, yeah.
It just does it. They didn't promote it at all. It just came out and it, so that's 4 for 4. So I made this 4. To this.
The next one's definitely Styx.
5 for 5.
I love that song.
Yep, and yes. who's singing that song? Do you remember?
I don't know.
That's Glenn Burtnick.
Okay.
Yeah, Glenn Burtnick came in, replaced Tommy Shaw. Then Tommy Shaw came back, and then Glenn Burtnick moved to bass and stayed in the band for another 10 years. So,
yeah.
That lineup of the band was great.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So you're 6 for 6. You're 5 for 5. I'm expecting 6 for 6. Go for it.
Yeah, the last one's definitely Quiet Riot, and I love that freaking song.
The Joker.
The Joker. I love that whole album. Again, I don't know how we're going to do a what do we think of it now kind of thing, but that's a great album.
Yeah, but I think we'll plan that in the future. We'll revisit it. I mean, we already know you think highly of it, and I have to listen to it again, see what I think. So.
Yep.
I'll listen with an open mind.
All right, 6 for 6. I ruled.
Man, you killed it. The two I threw in there that I thought you would get for sure easy. I was like, oh, I felt bad for you, Dan. I said, I'll throw in Van Halen 3, and I'll throw in the Quiet Riot because I know you love those. So he'll get like 2 out of 6. Now, I underestimated you big time, and I'm paying for it.
Yeah,
with an absolute ass whooping. I have zero chance of tying that. So
I'm gonna say yeah. I went kind of tough this time.
Okay.
The songs for you, they all have the word fly in the title.
Fly.
Flies and fly in the ointment. Fly away.
Fly like
eagles
an
fly.
Yeah, eagles fly free. Okay. All right. All right, hold on. Let me get my pen ready. Okay, I'm ready to do this. I'm going to go.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Wow. Because some of those could be more than one thing. Like, holy smokes. Yeah, I am definitely losing this one. I've already conceded. But I haven't given up.
No, we got to hear your guesses at this point.
All right, let me try this again.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
All right. It's not looking good for me. The first one sounds so damn familiar, and it's probably one I'm going to kick myself in the ass for. But I don't have a clue what the hell that is. And I know I think I've heard it before. But
yeah, I'm sure you've heard it. It's a band you and I saw and were completely blown away. I don't think you probably have seen them other places, but you and I saw them at one place, and they blew us away.
Shoot. All right. I'm going to say Fuzzbubble.
Oh, no, that's incorrect. Okay. That was King's X.
Damn it. Why did I miss that? Maybe one of the other guys was – was that Doug singing that song?
Yeah.
Shoot. I suck. All right. Number 2 is Blackfoot.
Yep.
Which we have seen, and they were great.
We did see. I was going to say, we saw that band in D.C. a very long time ago.
Yeah, we can't remember the name of the damn place, but it was downtown somewhere.
Yeah, and Def Leppard was touring off their first album. Saw Pete Willis. Second album, whatever.
Yeah.
Pete Willis was with them.
He was smaller than his guitar.
Yeah. The guy was tiny.
Yeah. They were great, though. We went right to the front. Always be a great mate. Number 3 is definitely Glenn Hughes singing. But what band is it? I'm going to say, is that the Dead Daisies?
Yes, it is.
Whew. He didn't last long in that band, did he? Jeez. He was in and out, and bang, gone. All right, number 4, again, sounds familiar, but I brain freeze. I'm going to say Eclipse.
No, that's a band called Black Swan.
Okay, yeah. I know Black Swan is, but yeah, that's a tough one. Damn it. Number five sounds like Donnie V singing, so it's either Enough's Enough or Donnie V, I think.
Yeah, that's Enough's Enough.
Enough's Enough. You're going to give me that one. That's a
I'll give you that one.
Gift. What's the name of the song?
Fly Away.
Oh, I'm not even familiar with that song. But.
Yeah, it's off the album 10.
Okay, it's one of the ones I probably skip.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. So I've gotten
three.
Last one, Frank Sinatra.
That is correct.
Woo!
Glad you knew that. You got to know your classics.
Yeah. So I got four. I did better than I thought I would do, but I still got whooped.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you'd get Blackfoot, but
Blackfoot. That was the easiest. That was the only one I got right away. The rest.
Yeah, Ricky Medlock's kind of he's got a certain voice.
Yeah. I put some Blackfoot on those two. Actually, both of them, the Hard Rockin' 70s and Hard Rockin' 80s list, Blackfoot's on both.
Nice.
So a lot of people forget about those guys. They were really good. So.
Oh, man. Their Marauder album and...
Strikes.
And the one with the Dry County. I can't remember.
Oh, I know. I know which one. Yeah, there was a three albums in a row that were fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, they were great, but...
Yeah, so we're having brain farts. We can't remember the name of the damn album, so... That's okay. Go check it out on anywhere. Everything is accessible now. Blackfoot was definitely a band that should have been bigger. But Ricky's doing okay, though.
Yeah, his little project with Lynyrd Skynyrd's doing okay.
Yeah, and it's still continuing. You think, they were done when Rosington passed away? Nope. They brought you know who's in the band now, right?
Nope, not besides Ricky Medlock.
Oh, you'd be surprised. Remember Black Star Riders?
Yeah.
Remember the guitar player who left? Not Matt Sorum. What's his face?
Scott Gorham.
Not Scott Gorham, but the other guy in the band.
No.
He's also who's the other Brother one? Kane.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in Blackfoot. I mean, he's in Lynyrd Skynyrd now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good gig because they play sold out all over the place over here.
Yep. Constantly.
South of here.
Yeah, they don't play here much. What a surprise. But in the South and the Midwest, they kill it. In the East.
Oh, yeah.
But not so much in California, if you know what I mean. So yeah, some bands just don't do that great. Like, it's funny, a lot of rock bands. You know, you see them playing all over the country and they're playing bigger venues. They come here, they play the whiskey. Like, Winger plays the whiskey, but they're in Colorado. Wow. They're playing in front of, like, 2,000-3,000 people. Here, 600.
Jeez.
Yeah, so.
Whatever.
But Metallica did play two nights at SoFi Stadium here, so there is some hope. I guess the huge bands like Metallica and Guns N' Roses play the big venues, but.
Yeah.
The older ones, the mid-level ones, and the rest of the country, yeah, they play small clubs here. So.
Well, that Metallica tour is killing it. I mean, it's not Taylor Swift killing it, but it's still killing it.
Killing it good enough, right?
Yeah.
Playing 2 days a week and then they go home.
Yep.
It's good. Good for them. They deserve it.
It's a good gig.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to take one more quick commercial break and be back with Cover This.
Now it's time to Cover This.
All right, everybody, welcome back from that awesome commercial. We're going to do a Cover This now, where we do a 30-second clip of a song from either the artist you know or the covering artist you know, the song you know, or not. So we try to make this a little bit harder than just a really easy cover song that everybody knows is a cover. So, Mark, I think you're going to have a hard time with this one.
All right. Yeah, it's funny, the cover songs... I was at work today, and the guy I work with is like 20 years younger than me. He was listening to a song. It was kind of an alternative song. It was We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel, but it was a band covering it. I'm like,
oh, jeez.
And he didn't know it was a cover.
Oh, jeez, come on.
Now, he had no idea. He thought it was one of their songs.
Well, my wife wanted me to do a Carrie Underwood cover of Motorhead song.
Oh, the Ace of Spades? Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, but I couldn't find it anywhere that I could get the audio, or I would have, but
Yeah, you probably had to find some program and download it off of YouTube. So
yeah,
not worth. That's too much work.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. No. I just got a song that I know was a cover. So,
but she killed it.
Oh yeah, it was great version.
Yeah, she's a better singer than Lemmy ever was.
It's a whole lot better looking.
Yes. Yeah, it's not even close. One's in, one's in the ones, one's in the tens.
Yeah. We'll leave it for you to figure out which is which. Right.
Yeah. All right, so how about you play the one I sent you first?
All right.
30 seconds. Good luck.
My mother was a tailor. She sewed my new blue jeans. And my father, he was a gambling man way down in New Orleans.
All right, so one thing I have to tell you about this song is you're never going to get the original artist because it dates back to like this 16th century. But I'm asking for the most popular version that was recorded in the 60s.
Yeah, I know the animals did it then.
Yeah, so that's correct answer.
All right, I'm glad you're not going to say the Celtic Frost or whatever.
Yeah, it dates, I mean, yeah, there's all kinds of history on this damn song.
Yeah.
But I think that the first recording of this goes back to like American Miners in 1905, and the first actual recording is like 1925, but it literally dates back to the 16th century.
Jeez,
I know. So,
and that would not have been fair. I would have called foul, and would have gone off.
So, what's the name of the song?
House of the Rising Sun.
So you got 2 to 3. So now you have to give me who recorded that cover.
Oh, the voice is really familiar. It sounds like Brian Johnson.
It sure does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So what's the name of the band?
Oh, damn it. What was that band he was in before? The little more well-known band he's in.
Yeah, what band is he in now?
Was it, Georgie or Gorgie?
I will give, that's a correct answer. The name of the band was Geordie. So that is a correct answer since you helped me out in the last one. I was in the ballpark. But yeah, Geordie, House of the Rising Sun, 1974. That was actually a single from that band. And that
charted.
You can see them doing that on Top of the Pops. And if you listen to the whole version, it's a great version of that. And then you can hear when Brian kind of also goes into that AC/DC type voice, because he was much cleaner singer back in the day. But that song gets heavier as it goes and it builds. And then you can hear the AC/DC Brian towards the end of that song. So, yeah.
Yeah, you could hear it a little bit at the end of that clip, too.
Yeah, I almost didn't put that part on ice because the beginning of the song, he sounds really mellow.
I would not have gotten it. Yeah. If you stopped it at like 15 seconds, yeah. Nope.
Towards the back of the song, you can definitely tell it's him. So,
yeah.
It's worth checking out, House of the Rising Sun by Geordie. So,
Geordie.
Good one.
All right, great job. That was a good one.
Yep, so now I got to find yours, so... Let's see where you. Hopefully, something I can get really easy and look like a total champ on this podcast. But sometimes it doesn't work out that way. All right, so is everybody out there ready? Here we go. Danny's cover for me. Here we go. Yes, I think I know this one.
All right.
That would be Girl.
That is incorrect.
It is? Okay, it's L.A. Guns doing a girl song.
No.
No?
Not a girl song.
Wow, so I got that wrong. Holy smokes. I thought it was really... So it's that Shoot the Thrill is not a... It's a cover? Somebody else did that?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Girl, there was another girl song on that first album.
Yeah, there was. I think it... Yeah. Hollywood Tease.
Yeah.
Is a girl song on the first LA Guns album. So
the next song was done by the original band of the bass player who brought the song over, I guess.
Holy smokes. Is it somebody I've heard of?
I don't think so. I've never...
It's not a local band, is it?
I don't know.
Really? It's some guy's local band. Oh, Kelly Nichols was the bass player, and he was in the band called the Flying Cheetos. And he used to play around in San Diego and Vegas. I'm going to say it. I don't even know what band that guy was in. Oh. Kills for Thrills. How's that?
No. That's okay. No. It was a band called Sweet Pain.
Sweet Pain.
Sweet Pain.
Did they even release anything?
They had the one album that this was on.
Oh, so was it? I probably wasn't major label, though.
No, I don't think so.
Boy, that's going deep there, Danny.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Some local. I don't even have that album.
I don't know. I'm sure it's almost impossible to find, but there you go. Sweet Pain.
All right, so, this is going to motivate me to really find something super ass hard next time. And I was trying to be nice.
Right.
Some of these other ones. Okay, no more Mr. Nice Guy. Wow. Sweet Pain.
Sweet Pain.
Yeah, I mean, I get I'm going to have to look that band up. I don't think I own anything by Sweet Pain. And
I know I don't.
We got lots of albums from bands that nobody's ever heard of. And it's funny because when I was doing these 6 and 30, I was going to do long forgotten 70s bands. But I didn't know any of the songs. I was going to do like Fargo and Target.
Oh, jeez.
And it's like, nobody's going to get these. So I scrapped that idea and went to something
else. Yeah, I appreciate that. You using at least bands we've heard of.
Yeah. Fandango. all major releases, by the way. But, here's another one for you from the 80s. Fort Knox released one album.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
See? What the hell?
I remember Vendetta, one album. Stranger, like two or three albums. Bands that never even got off the ground, but were major label releases, and you just never know. There's 100 bands like that.
I like that Vendetta album.
Oh, it's great. I love it, too.
Yeah.
But there's certain bands out there. I have the MP3 for their albums, but I just never really listened to them. But
what was that other band like? M80. Remember them?
Yeah, that was with Don Costa and Nicky Buzz. But
yeah.
I can't even tell you if it was good or bad. It made no impact on me whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I remember you had an album by a band called Blind Date.
Blind Date, yep.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you if it was good or bad.
I think the first song was like a poppy, popular song, but the rest was all garbage.
Yeah, so, yeah.
The guy's name was Dane Bramage. Yeah. Okay.
Well, he's a funny guy. He's probably
he's witty.
He's a comedian now.
Dane Bramage. Wow. Yeah.
Best name in rock and roll. Blind Date. I couldn't tell you where that band's from. But I remember you had the album, so.
Oh yeah, the girl with green paint all over, bald head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be worth a pretty penny nowadays. I mean, vinyl is ridiculous now, how expensive it is.
Oh, yeah.
I went to Amoeba Records in Hollywood, and it's just unbelievable. I mean, the new vinyl they're releasing is like some of its higher quality sounding, and it's like $40. But I've seen some old original releases. Like, I had this, and I bought it for $8. And it's $50. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous what they are now.
But I still don't have an itching to go out there and buy vinyl anymore. I don't have a turntable. I think I have like 8 vinyl albums. I never listen to them. I think I might just sell them to Amoeba or something like that. I just don't.
Yeah, I sold all mine to Rainbow Records here, and I got some good money for them, but I'm not missing them.
Yeah, one of the ones I got is a Phil Lynott single of the 19.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah, and then one of the bonus tracks was a song that features Gary Moore. Something of a night in the life of a blues singer.
Yeah.
Which I have the MP3 for. So I'm not going to pull out my vinyl and listen to it on vinyl. And I'm not going to go buy a turntable.
No.
Too much work.
Yeah, I'm just more into the, you know, actual music and listening to it than collecting the vinyl anymore.
Yeah.
I used to be.
Yeah.
Used
to. Big time we were into that. But, you know, we get older. It's like, who's going to want this stuff? I mean, I still have a boatload of CDs. But maybe the next time I move, I'm just going to, I'll keep the really hard to find ones. But the rest of them, you can get anywhere.
Yeah, I've gotten rid of all my CDs. I've made sure I ripped them all, but I don't have any more.
Yeah, because when I go, my kids aren't going to want that stuff.
Nah, no.
And if I go tomorrow and put you in my will and send them all to you, you're going to go sell them because you're not going to want them either.
Yeah, what the hell? Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that.
Yeah, now you gave me something to do. Yeah.
Thanks for giving me an errand.
Yeah. We spent so much time in record stores flipping through. And your fingers would be all sore from moving the vinyl. Yeah.
Man, I remember we used to not know when new albums were coming out. We'd have no idea. And then I remember when Number of the Beast came out. I was like, oh, my God, look at this.
Yeah.
I had no idea it was coming out.
Yeah, because there was no news on it anywhere. I remember when Kiss Elder came out. Like, what the hell is this? I haven't heard anything.
To it.
I heard nothing. Yeah.
Then you listened to it and said, what the hell's this?
Exactly. Yeah. What are these guys thinking? Yeah. I was in the record. I mean, I had no interest in doing what we used to do for hours, going through every single. And this place is humongous. But no, it was cool to visit it. And we got rid of some. My mom had some old. Of you know DVDs, so got
yeah.
I mean, DVDs aren't worth squat now because everything is streamed. So we got store credit, and I think I bought a couple T-shirts out of the deal.
Yeah, yeah, it's about all the stuff's not worth a lot anymore.
Yeah, don't need any physical media. I mean, sad to say, because I have everything on my computer now,
yep.
Or if I want to listen, I can listen on my phone, whatever. You know, we're dinosaurs, Danny. Yeah.
We're trying to get there, all of our stuff on, getting all the stuff digitized.
Yeah. So yeah, we both of us got a boatload of stuff on hard drives and stuff like that. So
yeah.
But who knows? Even when we go, who's gonna want that stuff? Going, what is this?
Yeah, there. My daughter's gonna melt down my hard drive.
Yeah.
Just. Put it in the closet, let it collect dust.
Yep. Sad to say.
Yeah. With 300,000 songs on it.
Yeah, it's like my mom had all these books and all these movies, and she collected them all. And what happened? Goodwill sold some of them, donated some of them here. You know, just like I took what I wanted. Wasn't much. But all that time she spent doing that and watching that stuff was like, you know, kind of sad in a way.
Yeah, it is.
Same thing will happen to us. But at least with music, you know, we can go to a show occasion. That's the best way for to experience music. Go to a live gig. Just does
absolutely
something. Energizes you. Makes you feel good. I mean, I've never left a show feeling crappy. I always feel great after a show. It's a release. So
yeah.
Here I'm getting all philosophical and emotional. Oh, when I was young. No. Yeah,
but, back in the day.
Yeah, music still means a lot to us. That's why we do this, because it's fun. And
absolutely.
We have all these shared experiences, and we're going to have more because I'm going to Philadelphia in November. And
woo-hoo!
Danny and I are going to go see Mammoth, and I guess it's a theater, maybe? Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it probably holds around 2,000.
That should be a blast. I'm totally looking forward to that. I still
got a... Fifth row seats.
I got to learn the songs, though. I mean, I'm familiar with some of them, and I've listened to the albums two or three times, but I got to get a lot more familiar so I know a lot better.
Yeah. Well, luckily, there's only two albums, and he's not playing any Van Halen, so that's good.
Yeah. But does he play any covers? He has occasionally, hasn't he?
He did a Foo Fighters cover for Justin Hawkins. No,
Justin Hawkins. He's Days in the Darkness.
No, Taylor Hawkins.
Taylor Hawkins. I want to say, did he do a Soundgarden song maybe? No, or is it just the Foo Fighters?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's done a couple covers, but I don't think since the second album come out, I don't think he's done many covers.
Yeah. Justin Hawkins has a pretty good show that he does on YouTube.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, sometimes he'll listen when Extreme 6 came out. He took the solo from Rise and he went through it. And it's like he brought his guitar out and he was blown away. But he's blown away by Nuno. He just, I think last week, interviewed for over an hour Richie Kotzen.
Yeah,
they're just talking about music and guitars and that kind of nice. Dig. Also, the drummer for John Cougar and the big ball headed guy.
Yeah,
he's kind of a
care.
Kenny Aronoff.
Kenny Aronoff, yeah.
He's got a YouTube show, too, where he interviews different musicians. Same kind of deal. Pretty entertaining stuff.
Yeah.
So, I guess, the kids all watch YouTube more than they watch regular TV, so. And there's so much content now. It's ridiculous. You can watch You can watch all the old Midnight Specials are coming out.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so they have their own YouTube channel, and every week they premiere a new show. Well, not new, but an old show that's new to people who haven't seen it in 40-some years. So,
man, I used to remember staying up late Friday nights to see who was going to be on Fridays
for
the Don Kirshner Rock Show.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a channel for Don Kirshner's Rock Concert because he had a lot of cool stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there is yet. There's certain small clips. I mean, the Midnight Special one's cool, but I would love to see Don Kirshner's Rock Concert, all their shows be put up. We'd be the only ones watching it, but yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So Danny's yawning. So I think we're done.
Well, it's the middle of the night here.
Yeah. It's 9 o'clock where Danny is at. So he's got to get his rest, and he might get to catch the rest of the Phillies game.
Yeah, I got to catch the rest of the Phillies. I stopped watching the third inning, so I got to go. Through that.
He'll get the last three innings in there. So we'll see you in a couple weeks. Take care, everybody.
All right. Later.
And bye.